It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac-a-Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac-a-Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say ho, 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 and good morning to Josh Benega, Lac-a-Parle Veteran Service Officer. Looks like Christmas out there today.
Bah humbug.
Yeah, that's what I say about the snow. But
Wind.
Yeah, about three inches or so, I figure here. And Terry had that about in Dawson, and Mike had that up in Appleton. So and then the wind is all over the place, up to 30, 40 miles an hour. So, yeah, not real nice out today. But
I got my long sleeve shirt on and my floppy-eared hat. So.
Yes, and you got your snowblower ready to roll.
It's ready.
All right. So. As soon as you get done with the program, I suppose you're going to... Oh, you got to go to work, I suppose.
Yeah, I'll do it during lunch.
There you go. All right. Very good. Well, let's talk about veterans issues today, shall we? Well, before that, we'll salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5, Grant Thorvin Mickelson. Grant was born on May 27th, 1925, here in Madison, and passed away on January 5th, 1983. He entered active duty February 15th, 1944, Fort Snelling in the United States Army. He was honorably discharged a year and a half later on October 26, 1945, at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. That's where I went to basic training at. And I'm a firm believer that every single sharp rock in the country is at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. And I'm speaking from experience.
Still have Band-Aids on your foot, huh?
I can still feel where they went into my hand.
Oh, okay.
Falling. But he was a utility repairman with Company A of the 32nd Engineer Training Battalion, which was part of the Army Service Forces Training Center at Fort Leonard Wood. And he was a marksman with a 30 cal M1 rifle. So we thank you, Grant, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. We salute all of our servicemen, and of course, we've lost three of them. Helicopter crash last week up.
Yeah, that was a tragic accident. I kept hearing Kimball or Marty, or, you know, it's out in the country somewhere.
By Kimball, I guess, is what you hear most of the time. But, all three died, and, we certainly send sympathy out to their families.
Tragic loss.
That's for sure. Well, all right. Well, let's talk about our topic at hand today, Josh. It's emergency room care. They've made some changes in that in the Mission Act. Tell us about it.
Yeah, there was a press release came out last week on the American Legion's website discussing how emergency care for veterans has been streamlined since the inception of the VA Mission Act. VA Mission Act stands for Maintaining Internal Systems and Strengthening Integrated Outside Networks. Mission Act.
Got it. who thought that up? No, that's a good one.
I think, I really think that they have a team of people at the U.S. Capitol that come up with all these acronyms.
At a committee that just does that, probably. All right.
We were, before I deployed, there was a new computer program that our unit was going to use, and we had a contest as to, what to name it and abbreviate it as. Well, there were a few entries that were not G-rated for radio.
Probably couldn't be used, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But they were funny to hear regardless. The implementation of the Mission Act last summer overhauled how veterans receive their health care through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Legislation included provisions to consolidate community care programs into a single streamlined service, which is making things a lot easier for guys like me, and reforms the VA healthcare infrastructure and expands VA's caregiver support program to include veterans who were injured prior to September 11th, 2001. Among the changes was one involving emergency room care for veterans in a non-VA facility, a change that was called for by the American Legion. During a public commentary period, the Legion was given the opportunity to provide feedback to VA's central office on Mission Act proposals. And they sent five comments back to VACO, VA Central Office, including one regarding veterans receiving emergency care in non-VA facilities. The State of Minnesota Department Service Officer, Jeremy Wolfsteller, was quoted in this article, reviewed that particular piece of the Mission Act, and said VA took to heart the Legion's comments suggested by the Legion and implemented by the VA as a policy that now authorizes VA to pay and cover through VA's third-party administrator the cost of non-VA authorized emergency room care for veterans if the ER provider is in VA's community care network. And last I checked on Friday, the nearest community care network provider in this area is Canby. That's the closest. Otherwise, it's Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital. Prior to the Mission Act, veteran using emergency room services had their claims sent to Montana, where the non-VAER claims are processed, making for a much longer, more difficult approval process with stricter criteria, which was huge, said Wolfsteller. It means that that right now TriWest has all these providers, and veteran breaks his leg and has to go to the ER if it's a life-threatening situation, that provider has to be in VA's third-party network with TriWest. If the veteran notifies VA within those policies, now the VA just pays those medical bills locally. Those policies are requirements veterans must meet after receiving emergency care. The facility must be an in-network community care provider. Again, Canby and Montevideo are the two closest community care providers. The veteran must notify VA within 72 hours of the start of receiving emergency care. A veteran must have been seen at a VA facility in the last 24 months. And a prudent layperson, rather than a medical expert, must also have determined that the veteran did need emergency care. They use the comment or the example of a broken leg. Yeah, I'd say that's emergency care.
That one's probably pretty obvious.
Yeah. Or you're having chest pains or something like that. Veterans using non-VA community care provider for emergency services follow the same policies will have their claims forwarded to TriWest for review. TriWest is the third-party administrator. They also do the military third-party administrator. Many veterans may not know of the emergency room care changes and has been trying to get the word out in Minnesota especially. It was because Legion brought this change forward. VA started incorporating at the local level to pay those bills. Minneapolis VA, as an example, went from over the last couple of years only approving 35% of non-VA authorized emergency care to 80% in the last 4 months. OptumServe, which is the federal government health unit of Optum and part of United Health Group, also a Minnesota-based company, was awarded the contract to Community Care Network Regions 1, 2, and 3. TriWest was awarded Region 4. Contracts haven't been set for Region 5 or 6. And for those curious, Minnesota and South Dakota are in Network Region number 2. So Optum, which is part of United Healthcare, or United Health Group, would be administering the doing the paperwork on this. So any questions on emergency care for veterans and getting paid through the VA, you can contact our office. And, of course, there's the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Had to dig out a little bit maybe this morning?
Maybe. I haven't really had a chance to look out the window yet.
I was talking to Kenny last night. I was up emceeing the tree lighting ceremony up there on the courthouse lawn. And he was telling me what a great job he did on getting everything decorated up there.
Him and Lyndon do an outstanding job.
Super job up there.
Yep.
Keeping things looking good.
Absolutely. We are open normal business hours this week. Next week I'll be gone a couple of days. One's for appointments and one's for training. But behooves people to call before coming in because I do have a meeting or two this week.
Okay, especially if they're traveling any distance.
So. That's right. Yep. That's right, especially in this weather.
Right. That's right. All right. Well, we'll be on the radio again next Monday morning. And, of course, they can read this information, as you say, in the
Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard.
Coming out in there, too. So, All right. Very good. Well, thanks, Josh. And we'll let you get back at it again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninger, Lac Barrel Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning. Here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.